Milwaukee County parks are rich in green space, but they're less well off when it comes to funding. The 2020 Milwaukee County budget did give them a $362,000 increase over the 2018 budget, but the Wisconsin Policy Forum reports that within the next decade, the county parks should replace 85% of the system's parking lots and service yards, 75% of its walkways, 54% of rated oak leaf trails, and 48% of its tennis courts. So today, parks advocates hope to effect a shift in the funding equation with the launch of a foundation that will specifically support the park system. The idea began to take shape last year when a Greater Milwaukee Foundation fund decided to supplement existing park funding. That campaign raised $100,000 and spurred the formation of Milwaukee Parks Foundation. To learn more about what the foundation hopes to achieve, WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz met several members inside the pavilion of one of Milwaukee County's popular parks, Humboldt, which is located in Bayview.
My name is Mainza Tao, and I actually am now the board secretary for the Milwaukee County Parks Foundation.
Hi, I'm Demetria Smith, and I'm the vice chair of the foundation.
And I'm Guy Smith, the executive director for Milwaukee County Parks.
And how will you function within this foundation, as an advisor, as a cheerleader?
Well, both. So I'm technically an ex officio member of the board on behalf of Milwaukee County Parks, come forth to the board with proposals of recommended projects and programming. But I'll be participating in all of the board meetings, in all of the working meetings and strategic planning.
So what's the foundation of the foundation, meaning where did it start and what do you hope it will achieve?
Having been with Milwaukee County Parks for over 15 years, it's been an awesome journey. But the one thing that myself, my colleagues, all of our partners are aware of, the vast funding gap that we have. Through our partnerships, through innovation, we've been able to do a lot, but we know we need to do more. And so we felt over the last few years as a parks department, we've been strategizing how can we go that extra mile to try to fill that gap and serve our customers, our community, and patrons better. And so we got really serious about it over the last 12 months and went out into the community and met with potential board members, potential supporters. And it was amazing how many people were on board. And it was interesting because a lot of folks were like, oh, I'm surprised there isn't a Parks Foundation already. City of Madison, Dane County Parks, Austin, Texas, Seattle, all over the nation, major park systems have Parks Foundations. And we are such a unique and important system that serves so many different people that it just seemed like the opportunity was ripe. And so we're excited that we have a board of 13 people representing all of Milwaukee County, representing private businesses, nonprofits, government. It's just a really great cross-section. So it just was the right time to do this.
What is your day job?
I work with the Kellogg Peak Initiative. I'm the senior director of programs there.
How does your employer, they're represented by you on the foundation?
I'm on the board as just an independent part of my personal passion, but yes. My organization is a partner with mm-hmm. Milwaukee County Parks because we are actually in one of the parks. So it's both a personal passion and, you know, I'm in a park every single day.
Describe how you're in the parks.
So our headquarters is out of Tiefenthaler Park on 25th and Cherry. And so we have a resident camp out on Basketball, but the majority of our programs, our offices are right there in the park. So we just get to see how a park runs every day, all year long. So the Kellogg Peak Initiative is a youth serving organization. We're really around giving young people in that out of school time, extraordinary experiences and nurturing relationship that really helps them to kind of fulfill their potential. And the out-of-school time is just so critical because it has so much potential, but it's often just kind of underused. We really focus in on summer camps and after-school programming. So during the summer, that park becomes the basis of where we're doing a lot of our summer camps. And so it's interesting that when we think about how a park functions for people, there's us as an organization that's running programming out of the park, and there's tons of organizations all over the city that depend on the parks being functional and safe and vibrant to be able to run programming in those parks. The other piece, though, that's really interesting about the park is how people use it for very vital functions of their lives. So, for example, there is a family of kids who show up to the park every single day at the exact same time. They show up every day at 10 a.m. So we got to know these kids over time. And we finally got to talk with their mom, and she said, I send these kids to the park because I'm hoping I don't have any childcare. I have to go to work at 9:30. I don't want them in the house. And so I send them out to the park all day long because I'm hoping that they'll find things to do and there'll be people there who will take care of them, you know? And so when we think about that, the parks being a cornerstone of community in ways that are beyond recreation and ways that are beyond kind of what we think about the parks. Parks are really serving, particularly these small neighborhood parks, are serving such a role that I don't think a lot of us think through, like what it means to have a vibrant green space where there's people of different ages really looking after one another and finding things they can enjoy in that park. And so a big part of the reason I'm on the board is really I just get so worked up about it because it really is really important. I don't think people understand how important it is that when we are putting attention and resources and effort into making parks enjoyable for all ages in all different kinds of ways, we are doing so much for the community in ways that we might not even know how people are using that resource.
When I was first approached about sitting on the board, I was actually still with the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, which is an economic development organization. However, economic development is so tied to community development. And though I think many of us who are on the board, we are already stretched so thin, the passion comes in around how our communities use these parks to some of Demetria's points earlier. Our communities use these parks, especially in the warmer months, right, as a place to gather, to celebrate with friends and family, and it's a safe space for them to be able to do that. And that, to me, was huge, especially in our Hmong and Asian American communities here in Milwaukee County. We love the parks. We hold huge feasts in the park to just bring everyone together. And our young folks, they use our parks to come out and play volleyball and practice soccer. And so that was significant to me that I needed to make sure that the communities that I work and live and play in are also at the table so that their voices were also heard. Currently, I'm with WHEDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, and the organization is not necessarily a part of the foundation like Demetria. This is my individual participation. But I think what the work that WHEDA does around affordable housing greatly ties into space, creating and building spaces for our residents of Wisconsin. And our parks are a huge component of affordable housing for all of our residents here.
So let's dip into, that was a fabulous reflection of multifacets of a park and how important they are to the community, right? So here we are in Humboldt Park. You've got activities here and some source of revenue. So talk about that evolution here at Humboldt as one example guy and how much of a difference that makes for this park, how friends groups fold into that, because Humboldt has a rich friends piece as well. But the parks need more, right?
Oh, absolutely. So friends groups, I'll start with that. We have about 50 active friends groups, and we have 157 parks. So we're so very thankful. We have some fledgling friends groups that started this year. We've had some that have been in existence for over 20 years, and that really helps drive programming, helps with some of the funding, and doing things where with a limited staff, with under 230, where we used to have 800 over 25 years ago, it's filling a really great need. Here at Humboldt, we have a beer garden where the parks department's operating the beverage end of things, and then we've got a vendor that's selling delicious empanadas and all of that. We're providing a service where it's very family-friendly, yet provides some financial aptitude for Milwaukee County. And I think we've been really creative over the last 10 years to look at ways to bring in revenue. But with that being said, the elephant in the room is we still have about $300 million in deferred maintenance. There's areas of programming we're not able to do, where, for example, the Kellogg Peak Initiative, Urban Ecology Center, some of those other groups that we partner with really help us. But what we're looking at with the foundation is thinking about Milwaukee County Parks as a whole, 157 parks, 15,300 plus acres, and what are some real impacts we can do. So as a board, we're really coming together. It's a really great working board. We're looking to build an endowment so that this is sustainable long term, and then looking at programming and projects. So we as a board still have to help determine some of those things, but I'll use examples. We have 113 playgrounds in our park system, and we certainly can all understand how important that is for kids, but also for their caretakers, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you name it. So is it possible we could do a playground campaign? There's a lot of interest in our trails and natural areas and other things like that, the Oak Leaf Trail. Are there things we can do as a campaign with that? So the sky's the limit. But we know that this will be a tool in our tool belt to be able to do more in our system than we're able to do. Now, this doesn't replace the funding that we need as a whole, and we're trying to minimize what we do from tax levy, but there's that balance where we try to bring in as much revenue as we can. We're a unique park system where your average park system is 29% cost recovery. We're approximately 56%, which is pretty amazing. But part of that is because we have to, and that's for us to survive. But we want to do more than survive. We want to thrive. And so I think that this is where the foundation really comes in. And, you know, we've got a heavy lift, but a great team that's going to make this happen.
We've done some very basic kind of like get our house in order, getting our 501c3, all those kinds of applications going. And then in January, we're doing kind of what you're talking about. It's like, okay, now that we're all set up as an actual foundation, how are we going to unfold? How are we going to proceed from here on out?
As time goes on, then, will the foundation members have voices in where these monies will be delegated? And will they be, are you anticipating primarily program and habitat, what we see outdoors and what needs to be improved, enhanced? Or are we also talking about facilities? I mean, does Humboldt's, this lovely old building, need a little TLC? Could that fold into it?
Absolutely, all the board members are going to be part of that. And the answer is yes to all. Programming, but also physical spaces as well as buildings will all be part of that, because we're looking to try to support our parks as a whole, where right now we're only able to fund a really small part of that. We'll work together as a board to determine those priorities. And so more to come on that in the first of the year.
If I might add too, I think the dream too, right, is after prioritizing and after the money flows in, it's really being able to dream about what we can do with our parks, right? How innovative, how creative, how much more fun can we create within our park systems? So that is the ultimate dream with money flowing in.
What's the fun you're thinking about?
Oh, I'm thinking, so I have kiddos who are 11 and 9, right? So like great, huge swing parks, they would love that. And just more interactive, really cool playgrounds. And other, I think, sorts of interactive programmings that are also educational. I am not very educated on environmental issues per se, right? And so to be able to incorporate education more with our young folks and with those like me who don't have a sound understanding of the environment, to be able to tie all of that in such a fun way that we don't even know we're learning.
I also think there are these kind of big, large, fun projects that have a lot of fanfare. There's also thinking about the small tweaks in a park that will make it just more enjoyable for folks, like a water fountain, more park benches, places to like gather. There's not a way for folks, if I'm a person who goes to a very small park all the time, there's no good way for me to say like, man, if there was just a water fountain here, that would make this so much better, right? And so I think there's kind of two things I think that we can think about when we are figuring out where our leverage can be. There's these big, huge things that the parks right now, given all of the things that they're doing, can't focus on. There's also these very small things that really would make a huge difference in how people can enjoy their parks. And there's no good process right now for folks to kind of make those things happen.
I think the key ingredient here amongst all of us at this table is that we are all change agents. And that's what makes things happen, right? It's folks who are willing to roll up their sleeves and do the work to do whatever it is that needs to be done. So I think that's the key ingredient, though some of us may not have worked together closely. And I think, too, just yesterday we came from a board meeting, just the ideas that come forth and everyone leveraging their own networks, their own resources. That's what it's all about, is how can we all together as a team bring forth what we have, resources that we have to make something happen.
Both financial and inspired, right, programming.
Correct. Creativity, too. And as Guy mentioned before, the intersectionality of all the different sectors that are involved, private, public, government, nonprofit, I think that's what makes the wheel turn.
And personally, I'm inspired when I come out of these meetings. It reminds me of, hey, this is why I work for parks, and I've always done like this park stuff, because look, all of these folks are donating their time, volunteering, they all have day jobs, and they're excited to be here. So it's just like, it's really pretty awesome.
Mainza Tao is the secretary of Milwaukee County's newly formed Milwaukee Parks Foundation. Demetria Smith serves as its vice chair, and Guy Smith is Parks Executive Director and an ex officio member of the foundation's board. They spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz. The foundation officially launches today with a celebration being held at South Shore Park.